Blog Talk Radio.
You're reading The Wonderful Approach. This is your mama, Stephen. We are doing devotion. Yay! As you can hear, I'm in my office. You know, for those that are new to the program and new to me, I am a road warrior. This is what I do. I am constantly on this highway. And, yeah, this is what I do. And honestly, I love the highway. I get so much clarity. And for those that have already been to the group page, you understand clarity is the word for the day. You know, it's so important that we know what we're doing. And it's so important that we begin to understand why God has us going through some of the things that we go through. You know, everyone, you know, would like to think that every little challenge comes from the devil, you know. But sometimes those challenges are really our ways of leveling up. What are we supposed to be doing? What are we supposed to be getting? And sometimes we focus too much on the biscuit, you know. I say that because I remember maybe 2 or 3 years ago working with a sister, and she was telling me, oh, there's no way I can fast. I can't live without my biscuit, you know, her morning routine. And I was like, you can live without biscuits, okay? I can live without biscuits. I love biscuits. I really do. Every day I drive past my little McDonald's or Chick-fil-A, I just kind of, you know, I let them know, look, maybe I'll come back after 30 days, but right now I got to focus on something, right? So it's so easy to get caught up in what we can't have and what we can't do, and we're not all the time recognizing the opportunities that are right there in front of you. What is right there? The way God works, when you work with God, okay, when you do what you're supposed to be doing, the way God works is we always get the benefit. Never once has God asked me to do something and it cost me. It doesn't cost me anything. I get benefits back from listening to God. I get benefits back from being obedient to God. The blessings are bound. I mean, it's ridiculous, you know, but what we have to do is we have to start kind of high-leveling some challenges that we may be having, okay? So it may feel like a challenge right this second, but that doesn't mean that it is, all right? When it comes to the fast, I want everybody to know that the sun-up and the sundown times, they can be a little different depending on where you are, where your location is. So what I do is I go, like, have a little weather app or my phone. I would suggest that you know your sun-up and your sundown time so that you can plan accordingly. Even if you're putting that last little nibble in your mouth right at the time, know what that is. And then also, as we're going through, you know, we're building a muscle. Fasting is definitely a muscle. So as we're building this muscle, I want you to understand that the days are going to be getting longer, all right? So by the time this fast is over, like right now in my area, I think the sunset's about 7:45. Usually, by the time this fast is over, the sun will be setting right about 8:45, which is a long, long day. So, you know, understand, get that muscle up now. Start strengthening your resolve. I had a phone call last night that kind of shook me a little bit. Hearing from a good friend going through some medical issues. And as she was speaking, I was like, I was thinking to myself, and you're complaining about 30 days of raw, okay? And you're complaining because God wants you to take better care of your temple. okay. And I mean, she was speaking words to me, but Spirit was speaking louder. And Spirit was speaking directly to me, you know. And it was, I mean, I couldn't even hear what she was saying because afterwards I was trying to remember. I'm like, okay, what was this? What was that? I was trying to remember. I couldn't. Because, you know, the details really are not important. The message is, I have to take better care of my temple. And all of A Wonderful Approach has been doing that. I would say really over the last 2 or 3 years, it's been a strong initiative almost for us to care for the temples so our strong spirit has a strong temple to reside in, okay? But when I say last night, I ate that salad with a little bit more gratitude than I had before. You know, because before I'm like, yeah, it's pretty, but, you know, Last night I had a completely different attitude when it came to the blessings of bounty of fresh, raw food. And so, you know, as we're working with ourselves, through ourselves, I want us all to remember, remember the gratitude in everything that we do. Sometimes, like I said, we get caught in challenges of it. I was talking to a brother last night, and I was explaining the fast, and he was like, okay, all right, sun up, sun down, I got that part. This is the guy. I said, okay, and then we went through the no cursing. He said, hold on, no cursing. What? I said, why have a foul mouth? Why foul mouth and fresh food? Why foul mouth and increased prayer? And he was like, you guys are rough. Yes. But really, this is about, you know, when you make God your center, there really isn't any room to look around. So it's like, no, we're focusing on God duty, God responsibility, and it's so good and strong, right? So today, day four. Now, man, I say it all the time. If you can do one, you can do two. If you can do two, you can do three. If you can do three, you can do the rest of the world, okay? It's like you were already here. We've already made it past the hard point. You know, I woke up, you know, yesterday morning I woke up thinking about Reese's Puff cereal that's sitting in my house. And I was like, okay. This morning I woke up thinking about the apple I had. So everything, it feels like everything in my life has shifted. And this is like normal now. This is just my reality. And so it's very interesting to go from, you know, a concept to a reality. I'm ready for this now. I'm not worried about it. I know I can do it. I have no fear about my ability to see my way through this day. You know I can do it while maintaining positive language, encouraging language to myself and to others. And so once you know this, man, this fast is just about timing then. How much time do I need to spend with this? Right? So we're working on all this, right? And then we have today, day four, letting go to heal. Family, that is so important. You know, one thing, once you start this spiritual journey, and every time we have new people start, I am even further encouraged about our ability to change and to shift the negativity out and to bring more positivity in. I know it. I can see the benefits of it. I can see us tipping the scales. You know, righteousness always wins, but I don't want to win. I don't want to win looking like a clump of mush on the ground. I want to win looking like a victor holding my sword up. You know, I want to win. I want everybody to know I've won. I want victory. I want positivity, right? So here we are. So here we are trying to make this happen. And letting go to heal is such a big deal, okay? But I want to break down healing a little bit, okay, and the absolute need of it. One of the things about healing, we're dealing with the beginning part when we say letting go to heal. This is the very beginning. This is not doing the healing work. That's a whole other step. Letting go to heal is our way of saying, I need healing in my life. Letting go to heal is our way of saying, I'm ready to start my healing journey. You know, letting go to heal is when you are going to actively release everything that you need to release in order to heal. Okay, so what might that be? What might we need to release in order to heal? What about stubbornness? What about arrogance? I know for a fact that ego prohibits and hinders healing. I can tell you the lack of forgiveness will leave you and many of us unhealed. You know, there's so many things that we have to work on, especially right there. So it's the healing aspect, and how do we get ready to do this? How do we say, no, our healing is more important? Ooh, how is your healing more important than your pride? How is your healing more important than, how's your healing more important than, you know, the jealousy that you're holding on to? You know, we have to get to the point where we say nothing is more important than our relationship with God. Nothing. Nothing. And you're like, okay, I can say that. Nothing's more important. Okay, well, you can't have a relationship with God and keep this jealousy in your heart. You can't have a relationship with God while you're an active liar. Active. God does not like liars. God's already told us the things that he likes and doesn't like. We already have a full list. And in fact, he did it in multiple languages and multiple cultures just so that you can't say, well, I didn't know God didn't do it. Mm-mm. We all know what God likes. We also know what he doesn't like. So, if something that you're doing, saying, something that you're hanging around, something, we have to let that go so we can get closer to God. We have to start aligning our values with the values that God says are the most high values, right? And when we say letting go to heal, you have to be able to let go to heal. And guess what? There's all kinds of healing. There's mental healing. There's emotional healing. There's physical healing, there's spiritual healing. And all of it requires, if I had to say the biggest that I have seen people struggle with when it comes to healing has been submitting themselves, being humble. You know, people want nice bodies, but they don't want to go to the gym. You have to submit yourself to the gym. You have to submit to the sweat. You know, you have to really go ahead and say, I'm going to do this. And that can be very, very difficult for people, you know. I think submitting and humility is a big thing. People don't want to, I don't want to say get out of character, but they don't want to have to do things that are uncomfortable. And, I mean, the fact that it's uncomfortable, most people don't want to do it. I can't blame them for that. But what I can say is that you're not going to get anywhere like that. And that's the part that I really want people to understand. This is to help us. God is doing all of these things to assist us in our journey. This doesn't benefit him. God doesn't need us for anything okay? It's important that we think about that. All of this is for you. And knowing that means that we should have a certain level of gratitude in everything, in anything we do, because we're the ones that are going to benefit. And you're like, really, Mama Seven, I got to be grateful that I fast. Yes, because we have the opportunity to fast, okay? We're doing it voluntarily. My baby sister, who was in the military, who was in an Arab country, she wasn't given the choice. Everyone in the country has to fast. And even the Americans that were in the country could not eat in plain view during their month of fast. And so she was like, well, I'm here. I might as well just go ahead and do the full fast. And I was like, okay, that's good. But that didn't come from, like, her heart or her desire. She was kind of forced into it. You know what I'm saying? As adults, when we come before God, we have to come from our own desire. We have to come because we actually want to get closer to God. We actually want to align ourselves closer to God. So let's get working in that idea of submitting oneself. Let's get closer. Let's get better with that idea of adding more gratitude to our everyday steps. Don't fast grumpy. Don't spread your bad mood around. You know what I'm saying? Don't fast grumpy. Okay? Understand it really is a blessing. And understand you bigger than the biscuit, okay? Don't get caught up and say, no. You'd be surprised what your body will adjust to. You'd be surprised what your mind can convince your body to do, okay? So don't get caught up in that. You have to. You can't. You have to. You can't. Mm-mm. I know for a fact God will sustain you, okay? We're doing all this planning. We're trying to get ready. We're preparing ourselves. But I know 100% God is ready for us to do what we need to do to get closer to him. And I'm ready. Oh, my goodness, I'm so ready. You know, I feel blessed to be at 50. With all my little creaks and groans, you know, I feel blessed to be here. I am grateful to be here. Every day that God gives me the opportunity to go a half step further, I'm going to go. And I'm going to do it with grace. And I'm going to do it with a sense of purpose. I'm going to do it with an understanding that sometimes even the challenges that we have, other people aren't even allowed some of these challenges. You know, some people didn't get an opportunity to grow old. Some people didn't get the opportunity to start over again and again and again, like God has me starting over again and again. And sometimes you'd be like, whew, God, really? Start over again? He's like, yeah, uh-huh. And the answer is always okay. Yes, sir. As you will. You know, this is how we make things happen. In the positive, we have to start tipping those scales even more for the positive, okay? One thing I want to talk, so day four, that means people are starting to get sloppy with their swear jars. I need everybody to jump back on that program, okay? I really, really want to, I want everyone to see and feel the impact of what it's like to not have to use foul language, not have to be these, you know, the spreaders of negativity. Mm-mm, mm-mm. There's other ways to deal with that. We have lots of words in the English dictionary. Figure out some new ones and let's do it. And also think about cursing. Now, how in the world are we spiritualists, prayer warriors, manifestors, how are we using our mouth and our words for those things and believe that they have power? Because I believe I have power. I believe I have power to manifest. I believe I have power to positive things happen. I believe this is a part of my destiny, my lineage, blah, blah, blah. How can you believe that and not believe that your cursing has an impact as well? You have to understand you don't get one without the other. You know, God doesn't have an on and off switch. So while God is on, we're going to have great language. And when we think God is off, we're going to go back to whatever. No. No. So if you have the ability to bless and to bring about positivity, you also have to recognize that you have the ability to bring about negativity. And that's why no cursing, no profanity is the first rule. Because if we can't control our mouth, how are we going to control anything else around us? You see what I'm saying? So let's think about this. And honestly, a lot of times when it comes to profanity and stuff like that, it's just us not thinking. You know, I just let it slip. But how in the world is negativity slipping out of you? You know, we got to get positivity slip out of you. We have to get, you know, something that somebody can use for their benefit to slip out, not curses, all right? So let's work on that extra hard. And why? Because I said work on it extra hard, there's going to be an extra challenge today. It's almost like the teacher saying, pop quiz, you know what I'm saying? You're like, oh, you know. For real, watch. There will be a situation that's going to require silence, walking away, anything, just not coming out of character. So everyone should have their fast buddy. It's kind of interesting the setup that came through. I really. As I was watching it, as I was going through the process, I was like, oh, that's interesting. There's some new matches made, some new people coming in and out. So I thought that was kind of cool. And so, yeah. Definitely, let's spend time, you know, at least today, making sure that your fast buddy knows, hey, I see that we're together. Let's reach out. Everyone doesn't have the same set of fast buddies. So if I have one and two, my two may have two and three, and, you know, so we all don't have the same two. So make sure to, you know, address your fast buddies separately or whatever, because everyone has their own set of twos, okay? It is an absolute – it's so much fun. It's so much fun. I thoroughly enjoy it, and I know that gives the relationships that we have, because we're really a family, you know, so that gives our relationships more time to build, to grow, to deepen. You know, we'll have those things and moments that we'll get closer to and closer on, so I love it. How wonderful. So we are getting close to our prayer time. One of the 9 points is increased prayer. Why? Increased prayer is going to keep us focused on God. And we're going to need, God is going to be, you know, truly a savior. We say the word lightly. They say it so often, it's light. But really, keeping your eyes and your intentions focused on this higher being, with this higher understanding, is going to give us so much strength, and strength is going to be vital during these times, okay? But it's going to give us strength, it's going to give us steadfastness, it's going to give us dedication, determination. It's just going to strengthen us. So we've got to hold on to that, okay? So as we move into this prayer moment, don't forget to keep up with your prayer moment. And I've heard people, oh, I'm praying throughout the day. Amen. Okay? You're not going to be able to pray too much during devotions, because it's going to take that. As you get this uncomfortable, because don't forget, this whole process will make you uncomfortable. So as you are uncomfortable, as you may be challenged with the language, as you may be just, you know, going through this life and having a rough day, and that happens, we need to be able to know how to handle these rough days, and going to God is definitely top on the list, okay? Reaching out to a fast buddy, reaching out to me. This is what we're here for. But we're here to get through this moment, all right? Okay, moving into prayer. Father, Mother, God, we come before you humbly, asking your protection over our lives, over our minds, over our bodies. I want to express gratitude for where each and every one of us is at this moment in our spiritual journey, in our healing journey, in our physically healing journey. You know, may each of us have a renewed heart and spirit as we go forward today, knowing that all of the work that we do, we're preparing our gift basket for God. We're preparing all of these wonderful blessings and lessons. We are moving forward, doing things that we've never thought we could do, but we're doing in the name of God. I want to just thank you, God, for the strength to continue. I want to thank you for the mental fortitude that every single angel has waking up at the crack of dawn, before dawn is even cracked. Dawn ain't even thinking about coming through right now. But we're still up praying, we're up praising, we're up being grateful, we're up spreading positivity, we're up being the positive creatures that you have set us up to be, and I thank you for it. God, should any of the angels get tired, as we do, fall behind, as we do, please help pick them up on their journey. For all of those that are still thinking and kind of on the fence, and I don't know. God, please help them to make good decisions and right decisions. For everyone that's on this journey, please multiply their blessings, multiply their blessings so that they can have all, so that they can be good stewards of your blessings, so that they can continue to inspire others, so that they can search you out and know that you are a living God, know that you have come to make our lives easier, Lord have mercy, and that we can continue to move forward in a positive manner. You know, God, it's helpful when the good guys win. It really is. So we're here to be the good guys and to be the ones that will hold up the banner and allow everyone to come into a new understanding of you. Amen. Amen. Amen.